The THESAN project, Lyman Alpha Emitter Luminosity Function Calibration, by Clara Zhu et al. The observability of Lyman Alpha emitting galaxies LAEs during the epoch of reionization can provide a sensitive probe of the evolving neutral hydrogen gas distribution, thus setting valuable constraints to distinguish different reionization models. In this study, we utilize the new THESAN suite of large volume 95.5 cmpc cosmological radiation hydrodynamic simulations to directly model the Li alpha emission from individual galaxies and the subsequent transmission through the intergalactic medium. THESAN combines the AREPORT radiation hydrodynamic solver with the Illustris Tung galaxy formation model and includes high and medium resolution simulations designed to investigate the impacts of halo mass-dependent escape fractions, alternative dark matter models, and numerical convergence. We find important differences in the Li alpha transmission based on reionization history, bubble morphology, frequency offset from line center, and galaxy brightness. For a given global neutral fraction, Li alpha transmission reduces slightly when low mass halos dominate reionization over high mass halos. Furthermore, the variation across sightlines for a single galaxy is greater than the variation across all galaxies. This collectively affects the visibility of LAEs, directly impacting observed Li alpha luminosity functions, LFs. We employ Gaussian process regression using Swift Emulator to rapidly constrain an empirical model for dust escape fractions and emergent spectral line profiles to match observed LFs. We find that dust strongly impacts the Li alpha transmission and covering fractions of MUV 10 to the power of 11 M sun halos, such that the dominant mode of removing Li alpha photons in non-LAEs changes from low IgM transmission to high dust absorption around Z approximately 7. This was the THESAN project, Lyman Alpha Emitter Luminosity Function Calibration, by Clara Zhu et al.